Thousands of Colorado teachers rallied at the Capitol last week. They were protesting what they see as inadequate school funding. Several districts ended up canceling class for the day. They couldn't find enough substitutes. The Roaring Fork School District remained open, but some of its teachers went to Denver. And last Thursday, a group who stayed behind took to the streets, or the sidewalks at least, to drum up public support. It's a sunny afternoon, school is out, and 100 teachers or so from the Roaring Fork School District wave signs before the traffic crawling through Glenwood Springs.
Want to whip out a honk for education sign? Honk for education.
Shayna Matham teaches English at Glenwood Springs High School. Her sign reads,
"If the Broncos were in 45th place, people would care."
Colorado is actually 32nd in the country for average teacher's salaries. The state spends roughly $2,700 less per student than the national average. And 95% of rural educators are paid below the cost of living. Lots of teachers feel they need extra jobs.
I probably have over 5 or 6 jobs just so I can afford to live here.
Autumn Rivera says this kind of hustle can wear people down. It's not sustainable. She teaches science at Glenwood Springs Middle School. The year she started, she was among 13 new teachers on staff.
Since then, in 6 years, there's 3 of us left, 4 of us left that have been there since those 13 started.
I've heard recently from staff members who are selling their car so they can stay and work for us.
Rob Stein is the superintendent of the Roaring Fork School District. The staffing shortages, the turnover, it's starting to reach a crisis level, he says.
We're reaching the point where we have positions that we don't know if we can fill.
Of course, the district does have the option of asking its voters for more money. They have in the past. But Stein says even if the voters say yes, it still won't be enough. So each school from the district sent 4 representatives to Denver. They want better retirement benefits, they want higher salaries, and they want more money spent on students. And they want all these things passed before the legislative session ends on May 9th. Colorado is one of many states where teachers are making these kinds of demands. In places like West Virginia, teachers have gone on strike for days at a time to pressure lawmakers. Some teachers with the Roaring Fork School District would consider striking.
If a big enough group to make an impact would strike, then absolutely.
But a big enough group probably won't strike in Colorado. That's according to Carrie Dahlman, who's the president of the Colorado Education Association, or the CEA, which is the teachers' union organizing the rallies in Denver.
We will not have a strike.
Dahlman says teachers in many of the state's districts sign contracts that explicitly say they're not allowed to strike. The union's leverage, then, comes from engaging its members and the communities around them, getting lots of pressure on their elected officials. And Dahlman says it's working.
It is clear that our advocacy efforts are making a difference.
Legislation is still shaking out in the halls of the Capitol, but the House did approve a bill regarding the public pension program, which had the support of the CEA. The night before the rally in Glenwood Springs, the board of the Roaring Fork School District met. Dozens of teachers attended as well, and they watched as the board signed a resolution supporting the activism in Denver. At one point, the board broke up into small groups with the teachers and brainstormed ways the district and teachers could work together to support the teachers' cause.
I'm big on phoning people. Phoning and phoning and phoning. By people, I mean legislators.
Energizing the community, calling their legislators, it might be the most impactful thing these teachers can do, they say. Whether or not it changes anything permanently, it's too early to say. Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.